What's happened is from Cyclone Pam and Cyclone Winston, SPREP and other organisations, including JICA's J Prison Project and UNDP, with support from MSP, they've been drawn in with ad hoc needs for disaster waste response. And so we've recognised that there's a bit of a gap there, that there's considerable material of green waste and urban waste, including hazardous materials such as asbestos. And that while ad hoc response has been good in alleviating some immediate problems, that there's a need for more comprehensive, longer-term regional guidance materials and an organisation of lessons learnt from previous disasters. So what's happened with that is, for TC Winston, we've used the lessons learned from PAM, from collective partners, and we've requested from EU, from the EU's PAC Waste project that SPREP's administering, for a release of $248,000 of contingency they had to do follow-up works.
Now, I'm wondering, why is that request going in now? Shouldn't that request have gone in 6 months ago?
The request went in at the beginning of this year, because what happened was for... PAC Waste, we didn't specifically have an area covering disaster waste. We were working on other hazardous waste, but we've seen there's a need for funding in relation to further continue those operations that are on the ground that have happened after first response. As you've said, you know, why is there such a need? Well, the amount of disaster waste that's accumulated is quite immense, and first responders, what they tend to do is they clear the materials to one side so they can get access for the humanitarian part of the process. But as time goes on, other priorities take over, and you can be left, you know, with considerable amounts of disaster waste. Also, outer regions, so Coro Island, for example, you know, it's much more difficult logistically to get in, to get out, and to and so the cleanup there takes longer. So we see many, many months after the process has occurred, there is still this need for support, and that's where the contingency comes in.
Plainly, this phenomenon then of the waste left behind is not new. We've seen it in Fiji this year. We saw it in Vanuatu, and it's still a problem for them after Cyclone Pam last year. So, I mean, what needs to happen, if you like, to prevent a repeat? Because we know there will be another cyclone in the not-too-distant future, and we'll be in this situation once again.
Yeah, so what we're doing is we're looking at a multi-tiered approach whereby there's regional guidance and capacity building done at the from the community level right up to the natural disaster management agencies, and that communities have a capability where they have at least the knowledge about what they can do that assists in dealing with this problem early. One of the things is just the basic three R's but done at the disaster level, whereby recoverable materials such as roofing and timber and everything like that can quickly be put aside, and then that can actually be used for housing in when they've got when they don't have much of this material in the first case. So we can see, rather than coming in and in this confusion of everything else that's occurring post disaster and post the immediate humanitarian phase, then instead those areas that are often hard hit, they end up being targets for deliberate development of national disaster waste guidance, and that we actually work with communities and with the combat agencies there, so there's systems in place, so that when the next one comes along, that they do have something to go by.